Hey everybody, it's Waving Kelly and we're coming in hot.
Hello.
Tonight we're talking about some movies as usual. We're talking about some oldies and some goodies. The oldie is
The Fly. The Jeff Goldblum Fly. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with
Gina Davis.
The 30s version, but yeah. Gina Davis was in it.
Yes.
A guy with a beard. And that was about it. It was like three characters. When you think about it.
Yes. When you think about it, really, there were three main characters. And it was so bad.
And The Fly, which was the fourth. Because it kind of got in the mix. And, okay, so we're talking about that. What's the other one? Which I don't even want to speak on. I don't want to speak it out loud.
Go ahead.
If I must. A movie on Netflix called Peppermint. The term, why it's called Peppermint?
We don't know.
Nobody knows because there's literally no connection as to why it's called Peppermint. I think it was missed in editing. That's how bad the movie is. However, it literally was a waste of time.
Yeah, I felt kind of disappointed that I spent that time watching that movie. And Jennifer Lawrence is normally amazing.
Is that who was it?
It was Jennifer, Ben Affleck's ex-wife or whatever.
Jennifer Gardner.
She was the main character.
Yes. And she was in that horrible movie Electric back in the day.
No, that wasn't. That was called
Electra.
No, it was called Devil.
She was in Electra. She played Electra from the Daredevil thing. And she had her stand on.
No, Electra, though. It was just Daredevil. She played Electra in Daredevil.
Wasn't there a show?
No, or something? And that's how she met Ben Affleck, was on that movie set.
I thought there was like a spinoff. I don't know. We'll have to research that. Either way, I didn't like any of that back then, and now it still sucks. And, you know, I couldn't get into it. I mean, it was so generic, and you were calling the plot.
Well, it was just depressing from the start to the finish. It was like, oh my gosh, this is horrible. You felt so sorry for her. You felt so sorry for the situation. It was like, can life get any worse?
She became an assassin, and it didn't really even get into how she became so skilled. Let's rewind. So if you didn't see it, essentially, let's get a plot summary real quick.
She's an MMA fighter. Remember? They started playing playbacks of her, and she was an MMA fighter.
Okay. So I guess I didn't even catch that. I must have already zoned out.
No, Wade, not only did you see it, but I pointed it out to you.
So MMA fighters now are assassins. So if you have mixed martial arts skills, you can literally murk people and like assassinate them. Apparently there's an easy transition between those two in the Peppermint world.
No, I'm not saying that anything she did was
believable.
Yes. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that's what her character was perceived as.
And that's what made the movie so all over the place. I mean, it was like, what? And it wasn't even like it was generic. And but you know what?
It reminded me of something else, like almost the exact same movie.
It was like a combination of all it was like Salt. That was with Angelina Jolie. It was like that. There was Charlize Theron did one that was like, she was like some kind of assassin too. It was like part of that. It was like, they just combined all of that into like a generic, it was kind of like The Punisher because like stuff happened to her family and she wanted to get revenge. So it was like a little bit of that. So it was like, they just combined a bunch of existing properties and tried to make it into like a new property that wasn't, it was just stale.
Yeah.
I mean, It is that one. It's not like a bad movie that you want to see. You want to avoid. Like, it's just a waste of time.
I kind of feel about Wonder. Not to change total subjects, but that's kind of how I feel about Wonder Woman, the new one.
Ooh, Wonder Woman 1984.
It was.
I was not a fan. I would probably never watch it again, but I could say I saw it.
Yeah.
But I have no intention on rewatching it.
None at all. I feel like there were so many, like Jamie Foxx, Spider-Man, same story. The
Oh, how they repeat, like, oh, the ugly duckling becomes powerful story. Yeah.
Same story. It was, there was another character that was exactly like that. That was DC. That's DC's thing.
Well, it's like every villain, you know, it's
DC's thing. How about, what's his face when Chris,
Chris was, Pine?
No, it was Batman. Who was the guy to call Batman?
Oh, yeah, I know, the Australian guy. He was in American Psycho. What is his name? Christian Bale.
Yes. When Christian Bale was Batman and he was with that woman that...
Talia al Ghul?
Rachel.
Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel. That was his... What was her name? In
Rachel.
But did they ever say her last name? Was it just Rachel?
I don't know.
But he was with her and it was... it was just ridiculous. Like the storyline. Like.
Well, she got blown up.
But he wouldn't even like, oh, I'm going to protect you, and oh, I'm going to save you, and blah, 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 I love you. It's bullcrap.
You don't think he wanted to save Rachel? They were like childhood friends.
Yes, I understand that, but he didn't.
She slapped him in his face before he became Batman. When he was at the beginning. Batman Begins. They went back. Hmm. Then it was crazy. They switched actresses for that. Fun fact. From Katie Holmes to Jake Gyllenhaal's sister. They switched Rachels. Katie Holmes was the original Rachel, and then they switched to Maggie Gyllenhaal is her name. She was the one that got killed.
Jake Gyllenhaal's sister?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
So they switched up the character. So that shows you how much they cared about that character, to tell you the truth. Like, they kind of just made it a thing, but then they just like did a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on it and just switched out Aunt Viv.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Remember they just switched it?
Aunt Viv was different looking. She was light-skinned.
There were two of them.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
They did that with Rachel from there. But yeah, Peppermint sucks. We went off on a different tangent. They tried and it was horrible. The production value was good, but...
Let me just say, I still love Jennifer. She was
amazing. Jennifer Garner?
Yes, Jennifer Garner was an amazing actress. She did all the stunts that they told her to do. Like, if somebody was to ask me...
She was good in Alias.
I would have done that movie even if it sucked. I would have done it anyway.
Well, I think that's what actors are doing now because it's like, what else are they going to do?
That movie was way before COVID, though. That was like 2018.
Nah, it just came out. Peppermint just came out.
But it may have, but...
They could have filmed it before, yeah. I mean, that's something that probably was sitting on the shelves and they pulled it back in. I will say Jennifer Garner does have a real strong chin. Kind of Maria Shriver-ish, you know what I mean? Which to me, it's kind of like, you know, you ever see something like that? Like somebody's got like a really harsh feature, like somebody with like a big forehead or like a, you know, like their lip is crooked. Like Sylvester Stallone's got his thing with his mouth, but that became like his like telltale. It's like, I think her chin and jaw is a telltale for her.
Jennifer,
I think she's I think she's attractive, but I'm saying I just think she has a very strong chin. That's all I'm saying. And she didn't even use it in Peppermint. So that's why it's even worse.
She didn't even use it in Peppermint?
She could have headbutted somebody.
She did, I thought.
I don't know. She could have taken a straight punch to the face, just not budged with a chin like that.
That's horrible.
Next movie. Taking It Back. The Shocker. You had zero interest in this movie, and I said, no, you gotta watch it. Just hang on. Mm-hmm. It's an oldie from the 80s.
Oh my gosh. Is it the 80s?
Or yes, the 70s? That's definitely the 80s. It's the 80s. The Fly. Jeff Goldblum, The Fly.
That was a good movie. And everyone that I've told that I was like, I've never seen The Fly, but I watched it with Wade because everybody's like kind of exchanging like, what movies are you watching? Are you on a series? Blah, blah, blah. And The Fly, I said to a couple of people, they're like, oh my gosh, I saw that. It's so good.
It's surprisingly so good.
Like a lot of people are like, that I've heard messages from will not ever watch it again.
It stays with you. And that's what I told you. Remember I said, we talked about it before we watched the movie. And I said, look, this sounds like it's going to, like, I'm just making it up. Like, just to have you watch some, like, horror movie. And I didn't want it to come off that way. But I was like, seriously, something about this movie will stay with you. And just, you got to just watch it. And, I mean, and then you saw it and you felt, what did you, I mean, how did you take that?
It was,
and I don't even know why.
It was a really good movie. It was just a really good movie. Like, Gina Davis was amazing in it. Even, what's his face, who turned into a fly.
Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah, it was just, you would think that you'd be like, oh, how could he do that, blah, blah, blah. But then you see his transformation, and it
was a simple mistake.
Yeah.
But you would, yeah. I would have thought that he would have had a failsafe in there to make sure that everything was 100%. But nobody's perfect. Mm-hmm. And then obviously he goes off the deep end. But he really did. He really went down, you know, pretty quick. I mean, remember, like, every time you like see like a, it was like every 10 minutes of the movie, it was.
He was losing eyelashes.
It was worse than eyelashes, man. He was losing like fingernails and teeth. I mean, remember when his what do you call it? His ear came off?
Oh my gosh, that was the worst.
And there was like liquid on it and stuff. It was.
And then he was like, I can't eat without
throwing
it up first,
and then sucking it up, and then his whole face fell off at the end.
She was so disgusted. She was like, I'm having a baby. I'm having your baby. And like,
I mean,
peace.
Well, this is, let me ask you. I'm gonna criticize. Do a little bit of criticism.
Oh, spoiler alert. What we call that before anything. So.
Real quick. Don't you think The Fly got a little bit more than 50% of human? Cause he was just like his whole face fell off. And I just feel like he was more of a fly than a human. It was supposed to be, they said that they combined it as a 50-50 splice.
But at the end, it got like he was transforming into a fly 100%. You're absolutely right.
Cause there was no human, well, he got melted partially, but before that happened, it was like, that's not human. It's just human in the sense of it's bigger than a fly in size, but literally it's like a human sized fly that looks like a fly, but he had no wings. So it was very odd. It was like,
but he could stick to the walls.
That's before his face fell off.
Oh yeah.
Remember when his face fell off?
That was probably the most awful part of the movie. It was a hard movie to watch. Like, I enjoyed the beginning of it. I loved the courtship between him and Gina Davis. I thought that was really cute.
It was quick, but it made sense. I wonder how much time passed. Was it weeks, months?
They don't really
days? They really just kind of jumped into it, but it was okay. The story kept, I think the key was the story kept moving. So you didn't get like bored with it. You kind of just accepted it and moved on. Okay, they're together. Cool. All right, now this is gonna happen. Cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Which I think that's what made it pretty good.
Scientist, blah blah blah. Well, when he asked her to go into it the first time, I was like, don't do it. I just felt like, don't do it. And then I was like, why is she being all weird? And then she was like, I'm pregnant.
Would you go into the pod?
No, especially if I was pregnant.
Well, let's take the pregnancy part of it out. Like, if somebody was like, yo, I got this transport pod, and then they do it in front of you, would you do it? Yeah, I don't want to get my molecules blown apart and put back together. Like, knowing my luck, like, something would get off, and then all of a sudden your eye is like,
you know. She was very smart on doing
it. She was like, no, I'm not doing it.
And he was, like, ready to force her, like, grabbing her up and throwing her inside. And she was like, what the hell?
So, my question is this. He wasn't that aggressive before the thing.
No.
So, are they trying to say that flies are aggressive? Because sometimes flies get on your nerves. They won't.
They wasn't aggressive at all.
So the fly. So a fly's personality is aggressive. Because I know I get angry at flies. Like in the summertime, if a fly gets in the house, and it seems like they're just messing with you.
You just want to kill them.
And they mess with you.
That's one of the things you and my brother Drake. I remember thinking this last summer. Drake hates flies too.
It's just an irritation.
He will sit there and all night try to kill this fly, and that's how you are. You used to grab a paper towel, so you'd be like,
you gotta stalk them, and then you get them stunned.
You'd be like this. I'm like,
let me just let you know.
It was for a while when you get like regular ones.
Yeah, it was annoying because it was like something, I don't know what was going on, but that I will break a set of blinds to kill a fly.
Oh yes,
that's how serious it is.
I will concur. That you will do that.
So I guess they really imputed, I never thought of it this way, they really imputed the personality and the annoyance of a fly. He wasn't annoying, he was just like aggressive. So it's like, you know, flies, as small as they are, imagine coming up against a mountain and you're going to be all in their face and basically just not care. They're fearless. So it kind of makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
What is it that made the movie linger for you? I think that's the key. Anybody that hasn't seen it, there's a linchpin to it. But, like, what is it for you? I know what made it for me.
There was nothing that lingered for me.
What made it important? Like, the whole thing?
Oh, important.
I
thought you meant, like...
Why did it stay with you?
Oh, after the fact. It was because of... it was because of him dying. It was really sad. He wanted to be a father. He wanted to be a good person, and he just made bad decisions, and there was nothing he could do. And it was very upsetting.
And it was going downhill.
It was very upsetting at the end when he was like, essentially like that. Like, I'm sorry.
The thing that got me was that after all of that, and it was like all bad and him trying to force her to do X, Y, and Z. Remember when he melted the dude's foot off? Yo, that dude.
There's so many things. Like,
for some reason, that was funny. I don't know why.
I recommend watching this movie because it was ridiculous.
Yeah, like, somebody gets their hand and their foot melted off, and he just, and it's, you gotta see it. But the thing that got me that made it stick out to me was that after all that horrible stuff that he was doing and the craziness that was going on, his humanity came out at the very end to end his own life. And I think that was the last piece of human that he had. And she didn't want to do it, but followed through because she knew that was the last piece of him.
Yeah. She knew it was him.
That was him talking, and that's what he wanted.
That he had to go.
When he moved the gun with his like claw-looking thing up to his head, because he couldn't talk, so he had no jaw, he had no face, his face fell off.
Yes.
So if you want to see somebody's face fall off, people
ears
get melted,
fall off.
Ears.
It was crazy. Like every scene was like his different.
Someone give birth to a worm baby.
Oh, that was weird too.
You know.
That was a dream, though. That was her dream.
But still, it happened.
She didn't actually give birth to the worm baby.
Yeah, she was afraid of that. Some good CGI, considering good natural special effects with, like, legit makeup. You know what I mean? Effects and stuff like that. No CGI. This was all real.
What was his name? Jeff?
Jeff Goldblum.
He is an amazing actor, and in this movie, he totally looks different than I've ever seen him look.
He's got his swagger.
He's got his
like, even though he's a nerd.
He's a nerd,
but he's got his swagger.
Yeah, super smart, but has swagger. I've never seen him in like in that light in a movie before.
Great movie.
And it was good. I'm so glad that you encouraged me to watch it.
That's one
and
of those
the
things.
The third movie that we were going to talk about was the movie with Richard Pryor. And
Harlem Nights.
Oh my gosh, that was so
the
good
classic. Movie. You were introduced to Harlem Nights. Mm-hmm. So many quotable
amazing
scenes
movie.
In that movie. It was great. It was that and Coming to America. I always kind of tended to lean towards actually Harlem Nights over Coming to America. I've watched Harlem Nights more than Coming to America. I'll just say, I think they're both great, but I think there's something about Harlem Nights that's just a really funny. I think it's Richard Pryor.
I've never seen Coming to America.
That's going to be the next one.
I saw probably like the first 15 minutes of it with you.
Yeah, we got, we started
it. We rented it.
Well, I've seen it before, but you haven't seen it.
But I saw Harlem Nights, and Harlem Nights is amazing.
It's good.
Jasmine Guy is so good.
You, by the way, Kelly is Jasmine Guy. They look exactly the
same.
That
is a compliment because I think Jasmine Guy is beautiful.
There's, so yes, she was. Yes, she was. She was the interest. She was Quick's infatuation. Mm-hmm. But she was.
Red Fox,
she was scandalous.
I've never seen Red Fox in any other
Sanford and Son.
Than Sanford and Son.
You got to watch an old school Red Fox comedy, stand up comedy. It's ridiculously good.
To see him in a movie like that, it was amazing. He looked so young and so good, and I was like, wow.
Della Reese from the Angel show got her pinky toe blown off, which was hilarious.
Who?
Della Reese. Remember she was in that Angels TV show?
No.
Like walking with an angel or something. Anyway, she was the one that the brothel manager that got her pinky toe shut off.
Oh, shit.
With the fight where she tore the dude up. Mm-hmm. That was hilarious. I mean, that whole movie is wonderful. If you ever want to have a feel good. And the story is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great story.
Patrice said she never. Oh, we weren't supposed to give names. Sorry. My sister-in-law said that she had never seen this movie, and we were like, "You need to see it."
Yeah, it's incredible. It's one of, and the story is just good, and it comes around, and I think it, I mean it's got so many memorable characters and lines.
Charlie Murphy.
You know, Charlie Murphy was in there. Mm-hmm. You know,
Eddie Murphy's star.
Richard
Pryor is.
He was great.
Yeah.
I love the guy that just decided to give his whole world up for the one lady, and he just called his wife up and said, "Hey,
yeah,
tell the kids I'm not coming home no more," and just left. And he just gave it all away, just getting wrapped up in this whole story, and it was like. The story was good, and it was quick, it was to the point, it was funny, it hit different, it had a little heartfelt elements, one-liners.
And it had a twist at the end.
A little bit of action.
I didn't realize that was going to happen, that they were going to set those guys up.
Mm-hmm. Smart, smart. And it was cool, and I like the father-son element, even though it wasn't his dad, but he kind of took him in, and then he was trying to teach him.
Because his dad got killed.
Yeah, and he was like teaching him stuff, and you know, I thought that was really cool. So Harlem Nights for sure. Anytime you can watch Harlem Nights at any time. You can watch it with a group of people. You can watch it by yourself. You can watch it with your loved one.
It's only like an hour and 45 minutes, so it's a very short movie.
Not good for kids.
No.
Some adult themes in there.
Absolutely.
And they wouldn't get it half the time. But anything else, it's just a good watch. You want to feel good, you want to get a break for a little bit, watch that.
And they're just like, I love Charlie Murphy. So sad.
Yeah, he was awesome. Yeah, he was.
He's great in that movie, and Eddie is great in that movie, and the fact that Eddie Murphy directed it is like
that was at his peak. I'm curious to see what Coming to America 2 is going to be like, because that's coming out on I think it's either Netflix or Amazon, and they're filming it now. And I saw it.
Is he in it?
It's Coming to America 2. You got to see the first one, but they're doing it again. Arsenio Hall.
Is he in number 2?
Yeah, it says all of them are coming back.
Arsene Hall, everybody?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I just wonder if Samuel L. Jackson is going to be the a bum that's going to do a cameo. That would be hilarious. Because you have to see the movie. Kelly, spoiler for you, sorry. Samuel L. Jackson made his film debut in Coming to America.
Really?
And
I didn't know that.
He played a crackhead that was trying to rob McDowell's. And he got beat up by Eddie Murphy and Simi, Arsenio Hall. And Samuel L. Jackson looked back in the 80s the same age that he looks now. That's how bad he looked back then.
Oh, wow.
And it's progressed into, like, he just didn't age for, like, 30 years. And he got his stuff back. So, side note, maybe the next one, Coming to America review.
Yes, and yes, I need to watch the original. I think you rented it, and it was already gone before.
It's going to be worth a buy.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for that.
Absolutely.
Where we're going to head out. Thank you, folks, for listening. Until the next one, this is Kelly and Wade, and we are
coming in hot. Good night.
Bye, guys.